Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
In town, at least. I don't know if Keith's in town, but
okay,
Mitch was down underneath the arch.
The picture of him by the arch, I just love it.
That's great.
He looks really, really skinny.
Well, yes. When has that man ever looked fat?
No, never. True. But he is, if you've ever seen the Suns, I don't know if either of you have, he's an athlete.
Yeah,
he is an athlete.
Is he really?
Oh,
what, like,
God.
What kind?
He doesn't
what is
stop.
His
he
just, the way he can run around the stage.
He runs
nonstop.
Around nonstop.
Oh, well, yeah,
and,
I
and look, how old is he now? We got to look this up.
Something.
But no, I'm just talking about the way that he works the stage and always had. You can't be an athlete. You can't be in bad shape to do what he
well,
does.
That's true.
Especially at his age. Jagger age, what is it? He's got to be 74. Oh, good Lord, he's Joe Behar's age. He's 78.
Yeah.
Keith Richards is 77. Oh, my God. The years 78. Go by.
Wow.
He's 78 years old. Born in 1943, so he just turned 78. Okay, a couple of stories here before Sue's news. We've had the discussion before about Emo's Pizza with Jimmy Kimmel and some of the St. Louis folks that insist that they love John Hamm's a fan. Who else, Dave? Jump on in here because I need your help with this because I think
who else loves it? You mean Simone Biles loved it.
Well, that's where we're going right now. But there have been other people that have come on Kimmel and sort of argued with him about the Emo's Pizza, right, Dave?
Yeah, well, I know the big thing is that Kimmel's wife is from here,
right,
so that's
right.
Why, yes,
yeah.
That's why she loves
but
it.
She doesn't, but he doesn't like it.
He
right?
hates
he's,
it.
He's made
he
it
despises
clear.
It.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to say despise, but I'm not the biggest fan, personally. But here's what happened last night, Simone Biles.
There's a weird little personal connection we have here. Oh, my wife's from St. Louis, and in St. Louis, there's this pizza called Emo's Pizza. Now,
my
I heard that
from
you
there.
Love this pizza.
Yes.
Now, I'm wondering why, because it's very, very bad pizza.
No, it's not.
You can see what she says. She said, my boyfriend's from there. So
I cannot
she,
love
you know,
this
she
more.
Has familiar. Yeah, here we go.
First of all, that
Guillermo,
is so
bring the
mean
pizza
to...
out here. Bring the pizza
Okay, I'll go get it.
Yes, will you?
Provella's the best.
Provella is the world's most disgusting cheese.
No, it's not. I seriously, we could fight right now.
Now, here's the thing. That's... No, please don't. I don't want to get beat up. But here's the thing. We got one from Emo's, and they're very nice people. I want to say, Guillermo, put it right. I want to say these people are very nice people. But, but like, Provel is like to provolone what Velveeta is to cheddar.
Ooh,
oh, that's not a joke. That's just a description.
Kind of is.
I don't discriminate against cheese.
I got this from my wife for Valentine's Day one year, and I was like, would you like some? Would you like any?
I'll have after. You know, we have a show tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Well, and I said, and I put it in the oven because they sent it frozen, and I put it in the oven, and I heated it up, and they cut it into, like, little rectangles.
It's perfect.
And I tasted it. And I said, oh, no, I think there's something wrong. And I thought I actually, I accidentally melted the plastic onto the cheese. My wife tastes it. She goes, no, that's what it tastes like.
Yeah. It's so good.
I do love the running bit, though.
That's awesome.
With Kimmel. So she was great on there last night.
I could
night.
Not love her more. That's awesome.
Yeah, Dave, you've never seen Star Wars, right?
No, that's correct.
Yeah, this is, Sue, you've seen Star Wars,
good
right?
Good heavens.
Yeah, I know. You know what a Jedi is?
Well, sort of. Yes, okay. I do.
Don't. I need to alert you to not say that word.
I'll never turn to the dark side. You failed, Your Highness. I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
All right, well, that's inappropriate. That is unacceptable.
What?
Well, don't say Jedi. Do not say Jedi.
Well, Luke Skywalker better watch what he says before he gets canceled. Why? Turns out Jedi is offensive to some folks. Scientific American magazine facing widespread mockery after publishing an article declaring the use of the term Jedi to be problematic when describing programs that promote justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion. Jedi. The author writing that Star Wars is divisive.
Yes.
And that, put simply, the baggage of Jedi and Star Wars is too heavy to burden our justice-oriented initiatives with and may actually undermine these efforts.
I can't stand people like that. I really can't. He's John Roberts. That was John Roberts saying, yeah, they're getting mocked. You think they should.
Well, good. That's
these are real people that sit around, and then these things get, like, peer-reviewed, and these are all these academic types that sit around, and I don't know what they do. But
is that what Jedi really stands for? Justice,
I have to tell you,
equity?
That's what they've turned.
Justice, equity, diversity.
Right. Whatever.
Truly, I didn't know either, Fred.
Yeah.
I was wondering that.
Well, here's what. I'll make it simpler for them so they don't have to use Jedi. It means defund the police, okay? That's essentially what it means. And then Fred pointed this out. Do you believe... Well, Fred, I'll ask you. Do you believe in ghosts? Do you think ghosts are real?
No.
Okay. Sue?
No.
Okay. Dave?
Yes,
no,
I
on
do.
The ghost right.
I might lean with Dave on this one.
Do you believe in ghosts? Look at that. Now, 46% of Americans believe in ghosts. That's up fourfold from the end of the 1970s. So it might be the fact that, you know, look, only 56% of Americans now believe in the God as described by the Bible. But look, there's this 33% of Americans who believe in other higher power spiritual force. So people may not be believing in God as much, but they want to believe in something. It could be that people are lonely, and we know that more people who are lonely are more likely to believe in ghosts. And look at this, fewer than five close friends. 60% of Americans say they have fewer than five close friends. That's nearly double where we were in 1990 when it was just at 35%. But, you know, the thing that I think is just so fun.
Well, that's enough there. But that was kind of stunning there, too. The people have fewer than five close friends.
Yeah. Do they define
fewer
what close is?
Well,
what is close?
I guess you should define it yourself,
okay.
Probably.
Do you think you have those, Dave? Are
you
concerned?
Five, Dave?
What are you saying?
Maybe 4.2?
I think I define a close friend as someone I talk to frequently and can confide in a lot. So
go
I'd
over to,
say
someone you'd go over to their house and watch a game with.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm more than five.
Yeah,
more than five.
Am I in the group?
Oh dear. Just say yes.
Next question.
Just say yes.
Do you
all move on?
Do you hang out with Mark?
He has.
We have. Yeah.
Reluctantly, he has. Reluctantly,
do you confide in Mark?
Yes. We. Look,
our kids like each other, too.
There are several relationships that are very unique, you know, at least for me. Doctor-patient,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Hairstylist, person in the chair.
That's a good point, actually.
Producer and host.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
You see these people on a regular, I mean, see them more than your family,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you tell them things, and I'm not joking about it. Like, the hairstylist thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, I don't know if you know that, but some people know that.
Well, and I'll text you something that I find funny that I'll text you before I text it to my friends, just
right.
Cuz I think it's, you know, something that we could
because
possibly use for the show
I
too.
I am your friend.
I know, yes
friend.
You are. I know you are.
We are friends,
yes.
Dave. It's okay to admit it. It is.
Oh, I'm okay with admitting that.
Let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
First of all, I would like to say I love emos, and my favorite is bacon, mushroom, onion. Dave?
I'd take that.
Uh-huh.
I always go classic sausage, but you
nothing
know,
wrong with classic
I
sausage.
I don't typically do bacon on pizza, but I'm not really opposed to it.
Come
that
on over.
That does sound like a good combination.
Come on
right
over.
There. Right.
Speaking of the ghostesses, the house from the movie The Conjuring is for sale.
Nope.
Did you see?
No.
Has anybody in here seen The Conjuring?
I've seen
yes.
The first. Well, there's like 15 of them, I think. You can ask Buffy here in a few minutes.
Super scary. I am not a scary movie person. I can't handle it, Fred.
No, I can't either.
It's freaky.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's for sale. I guess you won't buy it. 2 years, just 2 years after somebody bought it, and they are charging three times the amount they paid for it. Now, the house itself is in Harrisville, Rhode Island. It was built in 1736, and the current owner bought it for just under $440,000. Listing it for $1.2 million. There's probably a new movie coming out. That's how he thinks he can get it. The owner says doors open and close on their own.
I'm out.
Who can handle? I mean, and you can hear noises specifically.
Okay.
Footsteps.
You know, a house built that old, it just screams demons. Any house built in the 1700s or 1800s, I'm not doing it.
It screams demons, you say. And you can also
hear... there's all that maintenance, Dave, too.
There's a lot of maintenance.
And my favorite, disembodied voices. Who doesn't love it?
What would that sound like?
I don't know. Fred?
No, that was really good, Sue.
I think,
was really good.
I mean, it's no Australian accent, Sue, but it was good.
Australian disembodied voices.
Dave would,
Dave would definitely have, if he does have ghosts in his house, they definitely would have Australian accents.
You know what?
That we know.
100% accurate.
They would say, crikey, your Australian accent sucks.
I'm coming back tomorrow because it's so bad. Now, there is a... now, military people can help me out with this, but there is apparently a military trick that is supposed to help you fall asleep in 2 minutes. And so if you ever have any kind of sleeping problems, here it is.
I'm going to use this on my kids.
You basically try to relax every muscle in your body one at a time, starting with your face and working your way down to your feet. Then you clear your mind and focus on your breathing for 10 seconds. This is meant for airplanes and long car rides, so think about it right now. Relax in your seat or your bed. You take slow, deep breaths. Focus on relaxing every muscle in your face. Let your forehead, your cheeks, your mouth, jaw go limp. Then your upper body and work your way all the way down.
I'm almost asleep right now.
I just want a tape of Sue saying that.
I know.
It
really is.
Relax your shoulders. Yeah, and that's like what you're supposed to
but
do.
But what are you supposed to do with the things in your mind?
Clear your mind after you focus on your breathing for 10 seconds.
Let me explain something. The reason that I can't sleep is because my mind is not clear. That's exactly the reason I can't sleep.
But
if I could clear my mind, I would clear it.
But have you done the relaxing thing first?
I haven't.
Then you clear your mind for 10 seconds, and then you're supposed to be ready for sleep.
Sue, I'm going to try it.
Or you turn on CNN.
Oh, now that's another
thought. 2 minutes, you'll be asleep.
Or
British television.
Oh, that's true. Thank you, Fred. Lest you forget, the Great British Bake Show returns to Netflix tonight. First episode of my beloved Bake Show. Netflix is planning on doing, this is unfortunate, a Tiger King sequel this year. It's part of a true crime documentary lineup they've got going. Ugh. The focus of it really isn't known, but they do know the producers spoke with Joe Exotic in prison. Who cares?
Was that the big thing during the pandemic was people were watching
At the beginning of the pandemic.
At the very beginning. Carol Baskin, fortunately, is not in it. Also, the New York Film Festival opens today live and in person, and the Tony Awards will be on CBS Sunday night, if you care.
Quick question about the Tony Awards.
Mm-hmm.
What are they honoring? There was no Broadway last year.
That's a really good question.
I'm serious. Yeah. There was no Broadway for like a year. So how can they have awards? Are they basing it on the first 3 months of last year?
That didn't even occur to me. So Sue's News has failed you on that. I apologize.
Why is there a Tony Awards, Google?
But you won't want to miss this next one, Mark.
Okay.
Because a woman decided to clean out her grandparents' freezer recently. And not only found things beyond their sell-by date, but discovered food as far back as, wait for it, 1972.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Like frozen wedding cake.
Oh, no,
and they were peeps.
Fred.
Were probably still good.
Those are probably fine.
Yeah. And
she, of course, put it on TikTok, because what else are you going to
do?
It was the blackberries she found in there from 1972. But there were also blueberries from 1983, a little bit of strawberries from 1984, kept in things like Cool Whip containers with contents and dates written on that little piece of duct tape. What do you call it? Masking tape.
Yeah, sure.
So she defrosted everything and then opened the containers on TikTok, too. Some of the most gag-worthy items were egg yolks from 1998.
Oh, God. Egg yolks?
They were just frozen?
What?
Grandma was going to use them in something. Maybe she made like an angel food cake and had the yolks left over. Or the one that almost pushed this poor woman over the edge when she smelled it, ham broth from 1993.
Wow.
I think ham broth from September 24th, 2021 would probably make me gag.
Apparently, Grandma put a little note on there on the ham broth that said, for seasoning.
That's awesome.
Well, it's seasoned all right.
Oh, so if you get bored, you want to see that, please enjoy yourself. Nike is having supply chain issues, and its stock dropped 3% yesterday. The issues include just what everybody else is facing: labor shortages, longer transit times, and big production shutdowns at Vietnam. Costco, on the other hand, did really well, and it looks like it may have held on to the customers it attracted last year during the pandemic. Costco earnings were up 7% over a year ago.
Isn't that, though, because Nike, I mean, they don't have those under 12-year-old kids that are vaccinated yet, so it's tough to get them into the factories for the work requirements.
Okay, I will tell you, you're right. I mean, Vietnam has been shut down, and that's where a lot of their stuff is made. Let's face that.
And I will say, too, the Costco story, every time I've been in there, you can tell they're never in trouble because they are always packed.
Is that
right?
Always. Okay, let me ask you this. Yeah. If I were to join, would you do Costco or Sam's?
I do Costco because I hate Stan Kroenke, but that's just me.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I like Costco personally better, too. I don't know why, but I just do. Might be the colors. Might be the logo. Have no idea.
Fred?
I have both because one was a gift.
Oh, that's nice.
I wouldn't buy two.
Fred's showing off his wealth.
No, I can totally.
No, one was a gift. Okay. One was a gift.
Okay.
I think it's a different feeling. I think Sam's Club feels a bit more common. Costco just seems a little brighter. I don't know.
Did he just say common? I love that.
Like Costco's elitist? Is that what you're trying to say?
Is that what you're saying? Is it like the Target versus Walmart sort of situation?
I think it is, actually.
Yeah?
I do think. Because
I understand that.
Right.
We've gotten a lot of Costco brand wines. And they're really good. Really good, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Costco
Have you ever
wine.
Tried the
That's
tried
today's
the
random fact, by the way. Dave just threw it in.
It's good. It's good stuff.
Have you ever tried the Aldi's wines? They're like
Fred.
$1.99.
I have. Wow. I don't know if I should admit that.
How were they?
It tastes like $1.99 wine.
Yeah, I don't drink, so I don't know.
I don't either.
I also don't shop at Aldi.
I'm
but
trying to help
me.
The people. And Rave Reviews did a study on Twitter and studied brand-related tweets to find out the most hated brand in America. They found that more than a third, this is just an example, of tweets about Disney, for instance, were negative towards the brand, yet Disney share prices are up 125% this year. So it's not indicative of how the company is doing, but it's just how much they irritate us. And can you guess what the number one hated brand, according
I'm
to negative
to
tweets?
I have a guess.
What's your guess?
I don't know if you can call it a brand, but I would say the Kardashians.
Oh, interesting. Nope, this is a company.
Okay.
Think about a company. Mark Reardon.
I don't know. I really, nothing is coming to mind.
Fred, you know, don't
hated?
You?
I purposely didn't look. I'm going to say
Walmart.
Apple.
Because I'm thinking
that's a good guess.
The ones that are the popular commercials, like the Progressive, the Geico, those type. But I don't know what's hated.
Well, this is all based on negative tweets. We agree with the UK. We both think it's Uber. Uber is the most hated brand. Isn't that weird?
Why?
I don't know whether somebody, you know, maybe they're tweeting that, gosh, my driver didn't show up or the car was dirty. I don't know. But Uber in the U.S. and in the U.K.
That's odd to me. I don't get that at all.
Breaking news, Elon Musk and Grimes have semi-separated. I didn't know. Grimes.
What's
I can't
Grimes?
Pronounce that. The Grimes is a singer from Canada, and I can't pronounce the name of their child because it's XAEA12, so I almost didn't do it, but I'm trying to keep you updated. You understand.
I do like Grimes.
It's a very big burden.
But didn't I had no idea Grimes was with Elon Musk.
Uh-huh. For 3 years,
Mark.
Keeping
up on my Us magazine.
3 years. And on this date in history in 1977, The Love Boat premiered on ABC.
Oh, one of my favorite shows.
Oh, I love it.
Saturday nights.
The Love Boat and Fantasy Island back-to-back. There was nothing better when you were 12 years old.
Right.
I'll tell you that, Fred. You were a little older than me.
We'd have our Emo's Pizza and watch Saturday Night TV.
Yeah.
It was the best. It really was.
I had to go to the neighbors to watch it. We weren't allowed. And random fact, the last thing on Sue's News, the oldest person, this is kind of in honor of the Rolling Stones being here and Mick Jagger. The oldest person to father a child was 96 years old. He believed wow. this was because he was a lifelong vegetarian. Whether or not that's true, no one knows. He passed away at 104.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, we'll give him a little credit on that one. There's your random fact. By the way, I think I have an answer to the question about the Tony Awards. It was because they did not have a Tony Awards a year ago. So this goes back to the 2019. They say the 2019-2020 season. The 2020 season would include just 3 months, really 2 months, I guess, 2.5 months. So that's why there is a Tony Award. And I really do want to get back to New York City. Right when I was there 3 years ago, they were starting Moulin Rouge. And that's one of the nominees for Best Musical. Also, the Alanis Morissette show, Jagged Little Pill, and Tina Turner.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The musical. Those are the musicals nominated for the Tonys on Sunday night. Let's say there's two kinds of people in St. Louis this weekend. The kind that would go to the Rolling Stones Sunday night at the Dome, and those who might see this movie, Dear Evan Hansen.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there?
No one signed your cast. Now we can both pretend we are friends.
I'm sorry about my brother.
Have you ever felt...
Dan Buff is with us. Seven. I kind of feel weepy just hearing the soundbite. I'm getting emotional with Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that just, it doesn't translate that well from the stage. And right away, let me just tell you, I'm not a fan of those movies that all of a sudden there's a dramatic sequence and then somebody starts to sing. And it just doesn't end for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. This has been well established with you. Yes, I wasn't expecting a rave for Dear Evan Hansen.
But you know, let me just tell you that it's a little better when it's Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone singing than when it's 27-year-old Ben Platt trying to play a high school senior.
That doesn't work.
It's just a very distracting element. And he's the star of the movie. So everybody seems to be looking at him going, you're not pulling this off. But yeah, let's Amy Adams, I'll cash a paycheck. Yeah. Julianne Moore, you know, she needs another yacht. But it's just, it's a movie that I think I want to go back and track down his stage musical to see and compare that to what the cinema produced, because this is just not a good movie.
Well, I think we don't really have to talk much more about it. It seems like that's pretty pretty easy to handle, right? Look, it didn't look like something that would appeal to me. It is based on a musical, right, that has been on Broadway. Was this also a book, Dan? I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, Stephen Levinson adapted his own book, which was, I think it was essentially a book turned into a play, stage musical, and now it's being translated. He wrote the screenplay for this movie, and I think maybe it translated better live in that kind of atmosphere, or just maybe the connection of the story. This way, it just feels like you're being manipulated, and every movie does that, but if it's blatant manipulation, it's a different thing.
I can understand the Ben Platt casting despite the age difference, only because he was very good in Pitch Perfect and in the sequel. So he is someone who can carry a tune. Let's talk about this one, Scenes from a Marriage.
In the beginning of a relationship, everything is thrilling and it's new.
Research says that when the woman is the provider and the man is a caregiver, the marriage has a greater chance of success.
Huh, yeah, that came
loud and clear.
You just believe as a couple, nothing can hurt you. And then you gradually start to realize that actually anything can hurt you.
So, Dan, this is another HBO limited series. Sue, you may want to pay attention to this one. You get some big names in here like Jessica Chastain. I love Oscar Isaac. Corey Stoll shows up. Is this one worth it, Mr. Buffa?
It is. I'm two episodes in. That's all that's been released. There's going to be five. And it's essentially what the trailer shows you. It is very dramatic. This kind of feels like a play. It feels, and they even, the director of the series even kind of plays into that, because every episode starts out and it's like you're following Oscar Isaac onto the set and everybody's prepping him for makeup, taking away his Starbucks. And then the scene turns into an actual scene. And it's that's just a very kind of movie within a movie or movie within a TV series. So the writing is fantastic. The acting, I mean, you got Jessica Chastain, Isaac. They're two of the best in the game at the moment. It's heavyweight material at times, but it's still watchable.
This is the guy that I never watched The Affair, but it's the same guy that did The Affair, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that one was more of an extended. I mean, there were so many seasons of that. This one is essentially five hours. And it just shows you how this couple came to be and their chaotic lifestyle. And the greatness of Oscar Isaac's beard. I don't think anybody grows a better beard than that guy. I mean, come on.
All right, I mean, so we got a couple. We got a theatrical. We have limited on HBO. And then I don't know, the last reference here is Kate. I'm not sure what that is. So fill me in, Mr. Buffa.
This is a Netflix original. It came out about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Mary Elizabeth Wanstead and Woody Harrelson. She is the female assassin who never got to meet her parents. Woody took on that role, was her mentor, and it's filmed in Tokyo, in like beautiful Tokyo. And let's just say it's kind of like Atomic Blonde. She's got 24 hours to live. She gets poisoned with radiation, essentially gets an injection. So somebody poisons her wine, and that just gives her 24 hours to track down who did it and why. And that just gives us about an hour and a half of Mary Elizabeth Wanstead beating the crap out of people and really owning the stage. I'd rather watch her than Charlize Theron. Let's put it that way.
I really like Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She was fantastic in, I believe it was the second, maybe it was the third season of Fargo. And she's also featured in a great Portugal the Man song. I should mention that as well. And I've always thought she's a little underrated and maybe people don't even know her name. But this looks interesting.
It really does, and it really showcases her action ability, because she can act. We've already seen her in a bunch of dramas, and we saw her do a little bit of this in Birds of Prey. So if you like that little supporting character in that movie, you're going to love it's like a full serving in Kate. She's the show. She essentially has to tag along with this young girl who she has a connection to through her job, and she's got those 24 hours to track down the bad guys who wronged her. And it's kind of predictable in the great way that an 80s action film with really good stunt choreography would be.
So, Dan, now we get to this period, late September into the fall. 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I would have told you, I started seeing these ads for the Bond film, and they're finally going to get the Bond film out. And I thought, no way. It's going to be delayed again because the COVID numbers were creeping up. I have a fair amount of confidence now that these films are going to be released in theaters, and there's a bunch of them in the next few weeks.
Really? I mean, it's just, it's going to be tricky. Who just kind of goes, you know, pedal to the metal and releases it, and just only in theaters. And we've seen the studios have success with that, and we've seen the other studios, they played it safe. You're going to get Dune on the same day that anybody would watch it in the movie theater, and that's going to be the same for The Many Saints of Newark, which comes out in a week. Can't wait to discuss that one. So did you just say the Bond film got delayed again?
No. What I was saying is that I thought when I started seeing the ads maybe 3 weeks ago for the release date of October 8th, I thought, no way. They're gonna tank it again just because the numbers were starting to look bad, but they might be able to stick with it this time.
I think their marketing bill is just going way too up there. We can't do this shut down and rebuild again. Let's just throw it out there. By the time they do that, Daniel Craig will be like, you know, 57 and you know, plus 10, and he'll be doing like supporting roles. Oh yeah, the Bond film is finally coming out. So get it out there. See how it does. I am ready for a Bond film. I think everybody is.
I am absolutely ready. Dan Buffin, our movie segment, sponsored by Andrea's Steakhouse and Steak Sauce. I'm going to give you 60 seconds here. You can do it over some great Rolling Stones music because you were one of the most, and I was pretty negative too, one of the most negative people about the St. Louis Cardinals throughout, let's see here, April, May, June, July, August, the early part of September. 13 in a row, Buffa. What do you say?
These highly paid professionals are doing their job, and they're doing it all at the same time. I mean, we've said that for weeks. If the lineup could hit, if the pitching could do well, the bullpen can do great, all at the same time, this is what happens. They're coming back from 4-0 deficits. They're never out until the 27th out gets caught. That's a team that wasn't existing back in June. They just put it all together.
That wasn't a team that was existing at the beginning of September, if we're being honest, Dan.
No, it really wasn't. They were a long
shot.
See
this. Absolutely. Look, I got to let you go because I got Cusimano coming up next. You have a great weekend.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Movie segment again sponsored by Andrea's Steakhouse and Steak Sauce. I think one of my favorite things to do on social media is to read the responses. So when Mick Jagger puts up a picture, you know, underneath the arch as the Stones are about to play on Sunday night at the Dome, everybody responds like Mick's going to read all of these, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think he even knows how to post to Twitter.
Maybe he does. Maybe.
Yes, and he's got a little assistant that does those things.
Yeah, he might be
takes
right.
the picture.
That's like the equivalent of like the reply all on email. Like, no one's really going to read all
oh,
of them.
Oh, God, we had those again today.
I know.
Right? Did you see those, Sue?
Oh, I tried. I did my own response with a not reply
I'm telling
all.
You, like, if there would be a candidate that would come forward and try to prohibit that via federal law with some stiff fines and maybe jail time, I would support that candidate.
I
really
no problem.
Would.
I have no problem with
Frank Cusimano, what's your position on reply alls and company emails?
Oh, definitely not.
Thank
never.
You.
I, thought,
Thank
I never you. Want to do that. Yep.
13 in a row, Cusimano. This, it's like, pinch me. This doesn't seem real.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected it. I don't think John Mozeliak or his family expected it. It's their longest win streak since 1935. And it also, by the way, sets up a really intriguing game two tonight in Chicago, because you could have this combo start of two pitchers you thought you may not see the rest of the year in Jack Flaherty, maybe going two or three innings, and then Dakota Hudson coming in for him. And Mark, I'm telling you, if you got those two live arms back with the rest of this staff, with the rest of this bullpen, not only do you make the postseason, you may make a postseason run.
That you very well might if you can get by that first game. Now, what's your philosophy? Not that we have a choice here. Would you rather face in the first game, in the wild card game, the Giants or the Dodgers?
Oh, you'd definitely rather face the Giants, with all due respect to that team, who had an eighth-place hitter with 23 home runs the other night in Mike Yastrzemski. But, look, if you face the Dodgers, there's a real possibility you could be seeing Max Scherzer, and that would probably be the end of your season. So definitely, you know, you'd want to face the Giants.
Hey, Frank, kind of a scary situation with that Mundo Sosa in that first game, but early indications are he's okay after getting hit on the wrist.
I don't know what happened. Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's not a fracture. It looks like it's 3 to 5 days.
That's good.
So you're losing a really good player. Paul DeJong's going to have to come in, and he hasn't hit for a long time. But that's one of the stories of this 2021 Cardinal team, in that you have guys like Edmundo Sosa. I'm telling you, at the start of spring training, you know, people were telling me, well, you know, he can really pick it up. He's a good fielder, but he just doesn't hit. And now he's just been this incredible spark plug and been one of the stories of the season.
So, you know, I give you credit, Frank, because every week when you would come on, really every Monday and Friday, I'd say how apathetic I was, and I'm really kind of tuned out. And I was. I wasn't even paying attention. And then, you know, all of a sudden this team goes on this tear, and I've said this a few times this week, they look like – the Brewers look like the Cardinals did just 3 weeks ago, and vice versa. What do you think? It's a combination of things. You get Michaelis back, as you mentioned, some of the pitching tonight. But – how big of a component here is Paul Goldschmidt, who's had a pretty good campaign with the Cardinals, but now he's being the guy that we thought he could be, isn't he?
You're right. In fact, Mark, that's a really great point, because there was a point early in the season. In fact, I interviewed Andy Van Slyke about this, and he says, I just wonder about Paul Goldschmidt's bat speed. Is this the beginning of a slight decline? And then all of a sudden, he turns into Albert Pujols. When Tony La Russa went to Arizona, and Goldschmidt was a young player putting up these incredible numbers, La Russa actually made the statement that Goldschmidt's the closest thing to Albert Pujols I've seen. And this is the Albert Pujols version of Paul Goldschmidt. The other big thing is this. Instead of giving starts to John Gant and Johan Oviedo and Carlos Martinez, you're giving it to Jay Happ, John Lester, and Jake Woodford. That's game, set, match right there. You didn't have a chance with some of those guys early in the season, and now you got these veterans, you got Woodford. You give your team a chance to win every night.
Well, I just can't believe it. Every time, like, I came in today and we were winning already, and then the runs just kept piling up. They're playing good baseball, good defense. The other teams seem to be making a lot of mistakes, some of those mistakes that the Cardinals were making, again, not too long ago. The Missouri Tigers go into Boston, Frank, to play Boston College. They've never played together on the same field on the same day. That all changes tomorrow. Can Mizzou, I think they're a slight favorite, aren't they?
Yeah, like, I don't think this game will ever happen again either.
Well, this is going to be I don't even know if it's a smart game to have, and I think Drink said that too.
Yeah.
But can the Tigers win this game?
I do, and I think you'll probably see the difference, the subtle difference between SEC talent and ACC talent. And this is a game, because, Mark, if you lose and you're 2-2, then you start to worry about it. And look, if you came out of these first four games beating either Kentucky or Boston College, okay, we'll take it. 3-1 puts you on the road to an 8-victory season, and that's the goal. And Boston College is 3-0, but they've beaten Little Sisters of the Poor State. They've beaten nobody. Their starting quarterback is done. So I think this is a game where you'll see SEC talent clearly superior, and Mizzou's going to win.
And it's time, isn't it, to – Dave's got his Blues shirt on today. The Blues jump into preseason games this weekend.
Mark, you kind of broke up. Can you repeat that?
So the Blues are actually playing preseason games this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to start on Saturday. That's a really cool thing about hockey, in that you start training camp on a Thursday and you play games on a Saturday. Mark, I was at Centene yesterday, and I thought the most interesting thing is we zoomed in on Vladimir Tarasenko, and he was like, you know, really kind of yucking it up with teammates and tapping him with a stick and putting his arm around him. I mean, he's got to be the best teammate in the history of mankind to ingratiate himself with his teammates again, because he had a horrible offseason with the franchise. But they have great leadership with Ryan O'Reilly, with Craig Berube. And if you got a young, you got a healthy, motivated Vladimir Tarasenko scoring 30 goals, well, that would change everything.
One more topic, and Dan Reardon's going to join me with a preview, or actually a review, of the day's events at Whistling Straits. He's up there in Kohler, Wisconsin, Sheboygan, which is a beautiful golf course. Frank, I don't know if you've ever been there, but the United States got off to a pretty decent start today against these Europeans.
They did, and I think that the big guys will end up determining it. And I mean literally the big guys, like Bryson DeChambeau, who came into this Ryder Cup without a victory, Dustin Johnson, who's been very mediocre in the Ryder Cup, and, of course, Brooks Koepka. I think if the three big guys play well, there's no way they're going to lose.
Did you see that shot from Jordan Spieth today where it looked like he was basically going to fall into Lake Michigan?
That was insane, yeah.
It is. Have you ever been to that course?
I have not. Yeah. No, but I can't wait to watch it all weekend long. You know, as you know, Mark, the Ryder Cup, you normally get a golf tournament where you have people in green sport coats with a polite golf clap. Not like that at all at a Ryder Cup. They are rooting and roaring all match long.
And I didn't know this until Dan told me a couple of days ago. I didn't know there's no money on the line for these guys. This is for love of country.
Love yeah, of, which love makes it even better.
Right, yep. Exactly. All right, Frank, you have a great weekend. We'll be talking, let's see here, if I do the math, 13 in a row, 14, 15, 16 in a row by Monday, right?
I'm betting on you.
All right,
yep.
Lock it in. We'll talk Monday afternoon, 4:45.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. That's Frank Cusimano from KSTK. He joins us every Monday and Friday. And by the way, I have another pair of tickets to give away, mainly because we were supposed to give them away yesterday, and Klein
I screwed it up. It's okay.
It's all right, though. Two pair today. Call. What caller do you want to take, Dave? 133?
Let's. How about we do the Cardinals' magic number right now, which is 5.
Oh.
I like that.
Huh?
And it's easy for – I thought he was going to say 13, but no, we'll say 5. Caller number 5 in the contest line, 241-9797. You get a pair of tickets to the Cardinals Cup game, the season-ending game on October 3rd, as we honor the career of the legendary Mike Shannon that day. You're going to take home a T-shirt if you're the first or one of the first 20,000 fans, 16 and older, in the stadium that day. And that's going to be a day that people are going to get there, I think, pretty early, celebrating Mike's 50 years in the broadcast booth. My guess is Dave's already gone through callers number 1, 2, 3, and 4 and is talking to the winner right
yep.
now. But we've had tickets to give away all week. Coming back here in the 5 o'clock hour, we will get a little bit of a wrap-up on the Ryder Cup from Mr. Dan Reardon coming up. Also, Stephen Kersey, who I found this in, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago. He wrote a book about something called The Quiet Zone. It's a city out east that has no sounds. For good reason, we'll explain the 5 o'clock hour, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.